Marilyn Manson.
We heard a thing on the radio, the news, Marilyn Manson is now selling sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Like what type of sex toys?
Well, they couldn't say because the FCC.
Yeah, and I didn't look it up because I don't want that on my search history.
Put it, go to open a private
mode. I was going to say, do private mode.
They're still tracking it.
Yeah. But yeah. I like my FBI agent.
But here's the difference, though. The CIA,
he's been so good to me.
The CIA will know, but you won't get like ads for sex toys. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, that's where the balance is, right?
Yeah, it really is.
True.
It's about not caring that they know, but just not wanting to get ads.
Yeah, and not wanting it to show up in other places.
The worst part is when you buy something for someone else,
yeah,
a gift, and then you're bombarded with commercials and ads for that for the next 6 months.
Oh,
I didn't really want a bathrobe at all. I bought it for someone else. Yeah. Can you please stop this?
Yeah.
What is on? That looks like a dildo on your screen.
I
right
really
there.
Fucking regret looking at this.
It's not just a dildo, but it's a dildo with a face.
I was like, is that a microphone? I was like, that is not a microphone.
No, no, that's definitely Marilyn Manson's head on a dildo.
Yeah, that's the dildo.
Does it vibrate?
Doesn't look like it does.
Is it like literally like a cast of his face? Or is it like an artist's interpretation?
Remember there was the whole rumor that he like removed two of his ribs?
So he could suck his own dick? Yeah.
The only thing that I care to look at in this article is that it sells for $125.
That's an expensive
and
fucking
has
dildo.
His face on it.
Is it? How familiar are we with pricing of dildos?
Oh, there we go. Not just any toy.
I'm not gonna lie. I have no frame of reference here. But I'm just you apparently
saying,
are though, the authority.
But it's like a hunk of plastic.
I wouldn't pay that much for a dildo. 8 inches.
That is an expensive dildo. 8 inches. And I'm a connoisseur of dildos.
That is totally overpriced for its girth.
8 inches tall, 1.5 inch diameter, inscribed with his name and detailed with his face. What in the fuck? Why? Just why?
Why not?
That's gone.
So that's it.
And the FBI is on the way, Dan.
Did you really look that up on DuckDuckGo?
I did.
You went that far
went that
to
far.
Protect your
I downloaded that last week to look at something, and it's going to be there.
Wow. Dan's really good at Connect Four. Last time...
I lost Connect Four at a Beer Week event
you
to
told
win
me
a
about
bucket
that.
Of really good beer from Sly
the
Fox.
The last time you and I were here together, I think...
I kind of kicked your ass.
We played Connect Four. You totally kicked my ass. I did not know that there could be that much skill involved in the game of Connect Four.
7th and 8th grade summer camp champion.
Well, I just think it's funny is like I was out with one of my best friends, Justin, and he's like, I'm really good at this game. I was like, cool, let's play. And I beat him. And I'm like, oh, really good. I mean, he then proceeded to beat me the next two times. But still, I was like, you lost the first one, man. Yeah. So, like, can you really claim to be that good?
Yeah. I don't think I won any. We played several games that night. Yeah, I was impressed. Hidden talents.
It's all math.
I guess.
Which is weird because I'm so terrible at math.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always had a weird strategic brain, but I can't do math on the fly. But I also can't do, like, D&D and be good at it.
See, I feel like I am very good at math, whatever. But I'm, like, I can't do complicated math in my head the way some people can.
Yeah.
If someone's like, you know, like, some people can be like, yeah, what's 28 times 57? And be like, they'll be like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. It's calculator.
It's probably a big number, I'm guessing.
It's probably a lot. It's more than both of those numbers. I know that much.
I kind of want to try to figure out what it is without going to a calculator.
I don't even remember what numbers he said.
I think it's 28 times 57.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Easily more than 1,000.
You've got 30 seconds. 29.
I'm going to ballpark it to...
I'm going to look it up.
27. You can look it up, as in punch it in a calculator.
Without going too hard on my brain, I'm going to ballpark 24. It to like 1,450.
1,450.
1,596.
Damn it!
Yeah, I mean, that was respectable.
You know what? You weren't terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you were wrong.
I was wrong, so. Yeah. I mean, black and white, it was wrong.
I mean, if this was a test, you would have failed.
Yeah, and close does not count in math.
No, it doesn't. Only horseshoes and hand grenades, right? I will never forget, and I love the man, and I don't want to speak ill of him when he's not here, and this isn't exactly ill.
Oh, no, please do.
All right. So
it'll be entertaining for me.
You guys had your, I guess it was like your 4th birthday or whatever. One of the anniversaries was at City Tap out in University
Birthday
City.
Five,
okay.
Yeah.
So I worked down the street from there, so after work, went over, met up with you guys, afterwards, we went to like Varga Bar for one of his friend's birthdays or something. And after that, we went to a strip club.
That's right, we did. I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think I still owe you a beer. You got a beer for me that night.
Sure.
He covered my buy-in because I didn't have any cash, and you bought me a beer. I'm not going to pay him back for the cover.
No.
But I owe you a beer.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
All right. That was weird. All you and I did was sat off to the side the entire night. I'm just not a big strip club guy. I hate it so much.
It's weird. No. I've only ever been to a strip club once for a friend's
I find that whole
party.
Transaction...
It's strange.
Really fucking creepy, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'd rather just like not do this.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get that it's like super upfront, but that's just not what. Yeah,
no, it's not for me. It's definitely not for me. But all we did was just made fun of how into all of it Luke was. Like we were just busting on him the whole time.
Yeah,
he does like the strippers.
He wanted to buy me a dance that night too.
I was going to ask you if he bought you a lap dance.
He tried to. I politely declined.
Politely declined.
I think I've been to 4 strip clubs in my entire life.
Wow.
They're all miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were more miserable than others, but yes.
I think I've only ever had fun at one because I was 22 and drunk out of my mind.
Were you ever at Al's Diamond Cabaret
in
Reading?
God.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever been to.
I feel like a strip club named after a guy doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and the worst part is...
In terms of like for other guys to want to go there.
Right. That's true. I went to high school with Al's nephew.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Nick
Bleep. No.
Maybe you should bleep his last name on the episode.
But I can do that.
Yeah. Or as I used to call him, Cruddle at a Chutta Fuddy.
Or you could just call him N to Slowski.
Yeah,
whatever
there you go.
Yeah. Or Nick T.
Nick, yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
There we go. Nick, I knew a lot of Nicks in high school. One of their uncle owned a strip club.
There you go.
Anyway, this is a snickerdoodle. Did we say this yet?
We
did. Yeah, we didn't actually talk about it at all.
Maybe it's a stripper doodle.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we really actually talked about this beer.
If you kill someone with
a... Yeah, you were peeing at the time, so... You know.
I was peeing at the time.
Yeah.
Are we all peeing at the time.
I didn't even move on to the last beer.
Again. We're not on the last one yet.
Oh, yeah. We're not on the last
no.
one.
No.
Oh, we're still on this one.
We mentioned asking for a friend.
No, but if you kill someone with a garrote, have you murdered them garrotely?
Right, so there's
killed
the friend's one as a garrote.
The piano wire, John. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, get out of my head.
Garrett is also an attic space.
Oh, really?
A garret is also it's spelled differently than my
sort of like the opposite of a garage is a garret.
I have old boxes of books up in my garret.
I just shoved something in my garret.
My bowling ball's up in the garret.
My garret's old and musty.
Can we get that quote from Trevor? Just like,
it'll be there.
They definitely can.
Oh, of course.
Believe me, knowing what they've been able to pull.